about Isaac looking for a place to be fruitful. He had seeds to plant, and he needed water to plant his seeds. And in the past, his father had a lot of wells, but they all dried up. The Philistines stopped them, so he went, and he was looking for a place to be fruitful so he can plant his seeds. And he got to the first set of wells, and he dug it up, and there was no water, and everybody was quarreling. The herdsmen didn't want them to have it. And then he continued on, and he went to dig up more wells. And once again, the herdsmen were quarreling, and there was no water. But you know what? Isaac didn't give up. He kept on going, and he kept on going till finally he found his rohabot, which means a wide open space. He found the wells, and he got lots of water, and nobody quarreled, and he was able to plant his seed and be fruitful. So we can apply this to our life by saying that we have to never give up. If we want to be fruitful, we may go one place, and it dries up, and then we may go another place, and it dries up, and obstacles come in our way. There's quarreling, there's this, there's that. But once we find our rohabot, it's a wide open space, and everything is peaceful, and that's where we can be fruitful.
Oh, man. So as you go back to the text, we got to look in the text. And for those who are joining us for the first time, we want you to really get a hold of what the Word of God is and how you can apply it to your life and benefit from the Word. Because the Word of God is true. It is true unto me. Now let it be true unto you. And the only way the Word can be true unto you is when you what? Apply it to your life. So this morning, we want to spend time in verse 24, 25, 26. So let's look at that verse.
Genesis chapter 26, starting at verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahushath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you? But they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you.
We always see in there, and as Pastor Emily opened up by saying, Isaac did not give up. He continued searching for that place, that open space where he can be fruitful. And so when he find it, there were no more quarrel. As Pastor Emily clearly articulate that, there was no peace. He had peace, no more fighting. He had water, so he now can sow his seed and become very fruitful. Notice, the Lord appeared to him again. And we know this was not the first time that the Lord appeared unto him, because in this text, we know we can go back to 26. We look at chapter 26, verse 2. In verse 2, the Lord appeared unto him and almost said the very same thing. Go ahead, Dan.
He said, do not go down to Egypt.
Yeah.
Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father.
So we know the word of God is what? True.
Mm-hmm.
I open with that statement. The word of God is true. It is true unto me. You have to allow it to be true unto you. Here we know it's true. Because in verse 2, the Lord says to him, do not leave Gerar. Stay in Gerar, and I will bless you. Stay here. And at that particular time, they were experiencing famine in the land. And he wants to go to where? Egypt. There were no famine in Egypt. There was prosperity in Egypt. But the Lord said, you stay here. And if you stay here, I will bless you. We know that is true because in verse 24, the Lord appeared unto him a second time. And this time he had now found what? Water. And now he has a hope in space. Yes.
So he continued. He continued when he didn't have success, and he continued when he did have success. Sometimes we'll continue until we have success, but he continued even when he had success, and he continued to expand. He continued to utilize the broad place where the Lord had put him. He continued to use the gifting, the skills that him and his team had in order to continually establish and continually be able to sustain greater and greater territory. So he didn't stop just because he had a victory. He continued on because there was still more for them to do.
Yes. And so the encouraging word here for someone this morning listening to us, at the times it might not seem as if God is with you. You're going through a rough period of time, a rough patches in your life, your experience, and God has given you a word already that he's going to be with you. And you expect, because when we read that, God is with you, there should be no difficulties. But we can see that clearly from the scripture, that God is with you doesn't guarantee that you won't go through some rough time. But because you're going through the rough time doesn't mean that God wasn't with you. There's a man that's come. There's another man in the Bible that come to my mind, Job. Job went through some rough time, but God never leave him. God was with him when he was going through the hard times. And for us in 2025, in this modern day, every time we have disappointment, the devil put in our head that God is not with you. That's why you're going through the rough time. And even Job, Pastor Daddy, you remember that his friend was blaming him, says, You have done something wrong. you are not right. Because if you were right, you wouldn't be going through all the stuff that you've been going through. His wife says, curse God and die. Forget it. You're done. But this word this morning is for someone that might be experiencing hardship in your life, disappointment in your life. But remember that God says he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always going to be there. And the great thought that you should take away on this Monday morning, the high and the low, God is with you.
Even his enemies saw that the Lord was with them.
Yes.
Because in verse 28, they say to him, but they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So even those who were coming against him saw that the Lord was with him. By the way he was able to endure, by the way he was to keep moving forward, they saw, despite them trying to deter him, that he continued to move forward. And then it became a testimony. Now they're saying out of their mouth, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. Why? Because he continued to persevere. He continued to move forward. He continued to see, to keep his eye on the prize and not to be blinded by temporary setbacks. He continued to move forward, and he became then a witness to the others that the Lord was with him. The Lord was the driving force. The Lord was his confidence. What the Lord said to his father over and over, he says, because of the promise I have with Abraham, because of the promise I made with your father. So all Isaac had to do is he just had to get into the flow. He had to get on that escalator and allow that thing to ride it out. Because the promise still stands. The promises of God are yes and amen. So as long as he was on that escalator, he was riding that way of which God was sending him to do, it was in order for the blessing to overtake him, the blessing that he swore to his father.
So the word of God stands. It doesn't matter. My circumstances are what the hardship that I'm going through does not change what God says. Mm-hmm. Does not change it. So we have to be able to withstand the enemy, the devil, when he pushes us out from what God tells us.
Over and over again in the Bible, it says, for his name's sake.
Yeah.
For God's name's sake. Not because of how we feel, not because of what we do, but because he said it and his word is true. So his word must become true unto us. That must be our confession. The word of God is true, and it is true unto me. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
My Prince of Peace.